currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAFU.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WAFU. You on your way? I am about 17 minutes out, according to the Googles. Well, the place gets pretty busy. I'm just going to head over there now, make sure we got a spot. All right, I'm pretty sure we got six. We got Steve and Don, you and I, John and Mark. So, yeah, we got six. Hello, Steve? Yeah, Steve, Don, you, Mark, John, and I. Okay, I'm just going for some. All right, I'm just about to get in the car here. See you there. Okay, Peter. All righty, we'll see you there in a bit, about 15 out. The parking lot's almost full already. What was that? The parking lot's getting pretty full already. All right, well, I'm 8 minutes out.
K-8-B-B.
The parking lot's full. There's a street just to the south of the building where there's parking. Morning, Don.
Morning. And your morning film.
Okay, they're going to put a couple of people together. It's going to take about 5 minutes. So, it should be perfect. Yeah.
All right. Well, I was thinking it'd be early enough, but Phil must know the territory.
Yeah, this is an extremely popular place.
Well, Sean has very high standards, so I hope he's satisfied.
Extreme. And from the Kegel, Sylvan Lake area forever, for life.
Oh, man. I'm glad somebody committed to this, or I'd be still laying in bed. But it's such a pretty morning.
It is. It's a little brisk, but looks nice. Now, I do see a little bit of clouds off to the west, but to the south is blue sky, so might even dare get a car wash today.
Yeah, I'm driving by Ellen's. Ooh, that's busy. I mean, we may not have gotten in there today. And across the street is Leo's, Coney Island, and there's two cars in the parking lot, so I have a greasy spoon backup if needed. I was looking earlier, and apparently it's supposed to get thunderstorms later, and some possible snow overnight, but no accumulation. It's just going to be cold.
Yeah, you want to stay away from that Leo's. It's pretty bad.
I've got to hurry up from there once or twice. I don't mind it. It's one of the
just doubled down one. Go ahead, Sean. Oh, I was just saying that Wally and Dakota and Greg and I did Leo's. It's taking me in the back way here, which is nice, scenic. Anyhow, we did a Leo's on Hall Road in Macomb Township, and that was pretty good, I thought. Everybody was pretty happy, I think. So it must vary by location.
How are you coming by Pine Lake Road?
Mr. Google said the fastest route was Square Lake and then go straight at Telegraph, straight through to Middle Belt, make the left, and then make the right here on the, whatever I said it was, Pine Lake. So that's what it told me to do.
Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. This time of day. All right.
It's scenic.
You guys get here quickly. People are pouring in.
I'm pulling up. It's all fine. K-A-B-B.
Yeah, not 2 minutes. See you there. I'll be in a few.
Yeah, we're down. Three of the cars just pulled in.
Surprised we haven't heard anything from Steve, Mark, or John.
Yeah, I don't know. Here comes John. Warning.
Mark just said something in the Discord, and I'm at Lobster and Long Lake.
Okie doke. Well, it tells me I've got less than a quarter mile to go, so we'll catch you when you get here. WAFU.
Yeah, we'll be on the right. You may want to pull in the street just south there and park in this. There's some parking on the street right next to it.
And at AJ Mobile.
Is there somebody else there? Kate Pierre.
Connected to CMN Network.
N8NM, W8FU.
Yeah.
N8NM, W8FU.
N8NM, KPF.
You're connected to CMN Network.
All right, looks like we're all going to the donut place right next door.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Donuts. Donuts. I placed an order, but I already had a bagel. Enjoy. W8RCY. And good morning to everybody out there.
If we went to get donuts, there'd be many glucose monitors beeping away. K8BB.
Well, it's taking me back this way.
What way? Get any pastries?
I did. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, not for me. I got one that maybe if she doesn't eat it, I'll eat. But I got things that she would like. So, peace offering.
I'm going to go get a car wash.
Started, not so much a peace offering, but just trying to be nice and, what was that? Anyhow, so I got something for her, and the lady says, would you like anything else? And I'm like, yeah, let me get another one of those. So I got two of these really cool-looking raspberry pastry thingies that, I don't know, man, that stuff almost looks too good to eat in there.
Am I desensing you?
A little bit.
So I'm playing around with this. Keep going. Seems to work pretty good out here. There you go. Yeah, I did the same thing. I found some cinnamon thingy that I know she'll like, and then there was a choco waffle thingy. And then the banana thingy, I got three things. And then the banana thingy I would like, but, if she wants it, she can have it. So, three pastries, $20. Ka-ching.
Yeah, I came close to the banana things. If you got the ones that look like little bananas.
No, this was more of a, a pastry that had, like, chocolate and banana in it or something like that. I don't know. We'll find out. But, Phil was asking, how's it compared to Tringali's? And it's just different. This place is going more for that, French bistro, cappuccino, come in, get a cappuccino and a pastry kind of a thing, more of that kind of a French feel. Whereas Tringali's is, old school Italian bakery, so a little different.
Yeah, I didn't see any bread here.
There's some sandwiches with bread.
And then they had some little tiny samples of something by the cashier. I don't know what that was, but could have been bread.
I stand bread corrected. All right, well, I'm going to be pulling up in the driveway here, so we'll catch you later. 70 10 8 NM.
Roger Dodger. Yeah, Phil, regarding that VHF working good out here, it does make for some interesting situations. You could get a VHF, like let's say you got an NX 5300 or 54, 55, whatever, 57. I think it's 5700 is the VHF. You get a VHF 5700 NX, and all you need of that is conventional P25, and then you'll have P25 and VHF covered. Then you could get a UHF one that has just BMR, that would be your DMR deck and UHF. And then you could, whether you buy a 5900 or not, it's up to you. But, when you buy that 20 control head, and, both will be running simultaneously, so. And that probably could be put together for a pretty good price.
True. Yeah, that's a thought. Anyways. What was I going to ask you? Damn, I just had a thought here and went right in one ear out the other. Give me a second. Oh, yeah. So does TJ, does he have a, is there a Pontiac receive site?
He has a receive site for his day job. I don't know if he has a receiver for the Detroit machine. Remember you kind of held it down by the floor? Couldn't
make it in. So I don't know. If he had a Pontiac, do you think he'd still be able to make it? I don't know.
Yeah, because even, I mean, the other choices were Nova and Detroit, and I just don't think inside my house I'd be able to make either of those, but I did. But I was able to, so I'm just thinking maybe there's a Pontiac one.
Well, it could be the diversity thing coming into play. He's got a receiver for sure, Mount Clemens, of course, Detroit, and then Novi, you know, and so, yes, you're not posting one, but take into account the diversity effect, and you know, perhaps you're always able to hit one of them.
Roger. All right, I'm just about here at the car wash. I got to take my antennas off. As they pull in there. Talk to you later. Good breakfast. Nice seeing everybody. KPR.
Yeah, no, nice place. Just like I said, pretty small for a group. Oh well. But I couldn't. We were waiting there. But we gotta go here and find out. The food was very good. So we definitely say either very early next time or four left. All right. Catch you in a bit. W8FU. AD8OD. W8FU.
Did you guys get any snow by you?
Hey, snow?
Yeah, it was just a little bit of flakes from the clouds.
Well, if we did, I didn't notice it. I, just leaving the restaurant, well, not just, but left the restaurant a little bit ago. We were in there for a while. So, if anything flurried while we were there, I missed it. I heard that there might be some, a flake or two, which is just crazy. I don't care if it doesn't amount to anything. It's just, what a weird spring.
Yeah, it really was nothing. I mean, maybe like a couple flakes from the clouds, and I'm like, at first I thought it was just like pollen or something, but no, it was a little bit of flakes, but it was nothing. It was like, it lasted maybe like 15 seconds.
Connected to CMN Network.
Well, there are some clouds in the west that, look, I can see. I got a real wide open to the west. I'm right here at 16 and I-75, right by the PNC building, and I can see quite a distance. It looks like snow clouds, if you will, but nothing so far. Ah, well, 46 degrees, according to Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, I was out here listening to you guys. It's always noisy by the road here, so I usually don't key up. But, yeah, just letting the dog do her thing.
Did you take her for a walk, or just got her out in the yard?
A little bit of both. Take her down the sidewalk a little bit by that farm, and then, bring her back and she starts wanting to run around the yard and usually gets her to go.
Yeah, my guy, I let him out. You know, I always remind him he's got a poo-poo and pee-pee. One thing's for sure. Every pee-pee is not a poo-poo, but every poo-poo is a pee-pee.
Yeah, that's how how it goes. I'm still trying to wean her off. She's still having accidents in the house, and I invested in a really good steam cleaner, but winter is just hard. Smaller dogs, they just don't want to go in that thick snow.
Yeah, you know, I got really lucky with my little chihuahua. He's a ballsy little guy. Nothing seems to faze him. He just, he'll go out. I mean, if it gets deeper than him, he gets a little freaked out. But I can't believe what a little trooper he is. So I've had bigger dogs, and we're all, my big Dobermans would, like, tiptoe and, like, yeah, I don't want to go out, and all this. And I got this little chihuahua, and he's like, get out of my way.
Yeah, I would say this one's the most challenging of the four dogs I've had throughout my life. I thought the Cocker Spaniel was that one was a challenge. He would do the submissive pee. You know, anytime you'd come home, they would just pee in front of you, like a submissive pee. And that was hard to break that habit. But this one, she found some spots in the house, and now those are her spot, so it's really a challenge. I do the best I can to clean it, but their nose is so sensitive.
Yeah, my sister had a dog that was an excited peer, and it was a Dalmatian, actually. And as far as that, if they got a spot and they return to it because of the smell, there's a special cleaner that you can get from, like, Chewy. And it's specifically for that. It is specifically to take and get rid of, any signs of, odor-wise. I think it just overpowers it with something else. But, I don't know if it works or not, but I saw it advertised because I had the same thing. My little guy's pretty bad. The only time he'll generally go is if we fail to, let him out, for too long. And then he's very good about it. He goes into the best possible spot. And we usually, often if we know we're going to be gone for a while, we'll put a pad down there, and he'll generally get it right on the, he'll go there and go right on the pad. But every once in a while I walk in, and it's like, it's right off the pad. So he definitely went over there. He definitely went into the cubby, and he definitely was probably standing on the paper, and he pooped on the floor right next to it. I'm like, ah.
Well, at least he got in the right area. Yeah, I tried the pheromone scented pads. That's what she did take to that. But no, it's like you say. It's usually our failure. If we don't take them out or take her out, then that's when the accidents happen. So I've been trying to do like the 9. What is it? The three-hour schedule: 9, 12, 3, and 9. There's a 6 in there, too.
Yeah, we don't have anything that regimented. We, basically, can I get through here? And, yeah, I could have done it. I'm at, trying to get to TJ Maxx here over by, the Oakland Mall. And I did the turnaround just a little early. So I couldn't get into their lot, but there was a Burger King. I could have got into their lot. I just couldn't tell if I could get out of their lot into the shopping mall lot. It looks like I could have, but I missed it. Oh, well. Anywho, I'm going to run in here, find a spot, run in the TJ Maxx, see if I can find some socks. I've been buying them there lately. Get a bargain. After yours, W8FU.
Alrighty then, enjoy. Yeah, you buy mine at Costco. Talk to you later. If it is.
Yeah, I still got to get by there and pick up some of them wool socks we talked about. But, alright, I'm here. I'll be in a few.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W1BLU, W1BLU, KCKJO.
WD8KOL monitoring.
Hey, Craig, or Greg, KCKJO.
Well, hello, Tom, KCKJO, WD8KLO, how are you?
Oh, just peachy. Been at my late mother-in-law's house with my wife and her friend, and my wife's older brother. Go through a bunch of junk so we can get stuff out of the trash today.
Oh, okay, roger on that one. I got to do the same thing. I thought about getting one of those dumpsters just park in the driveway for a day or two, Roger.
Why not get one of those ones from GLF or something like that? It's like a dumpster in a bag kind of thing. You kind of throw a bunch of junk in it and they come and pick it up.
Yeah, my better half's been threatening to do that for a while. We need to do it, actually. I got a whole basement full of stuff that needs to get purged.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I've been called to the kitchen. KCKJO.
All right, Tom. We'll talk at you later. WD8KLO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W1BLU, W1BLU, KCKJO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Thank you. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Tango, Quebec, Zulu, for the Michigan, ARPSC, Seth, Katrina, check in, and call in.
Mike from Whiskey 8, Charlie, Oscar, Papa. Yeah, roger that. You're about 20 over here.
Yeah, well, they're all the same here.
UHF Hub. Timeout. Connected to CMN Network.
I'm testing, I did not hear their call sound, but you're coming in loud and clear.
Yeah, station responding, thanks for having some network issues over here, but we're all set. Thank you so much. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, clear.
This is Benny Gunn here. Hopefully, I was okay.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Sorry, I just jumped over to UMTM Central Michigan. No, I'm saying I was over on 2 meter, and I was in Mount Clemens, and I could not key up the receiver.
Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Justin, the receiver. EVA, hey Bill, you got a copy on this transmission here?
Well, I was over on 47.2, and I kept keying up, but I could not click the repeater, and I don't know why.
Yeah, that was the issue we had earlier where 7.2 was misbehaving and we were keying up 7.2 and UHF at the same time. So you must have been gotten it right in the middle of that and somehow it wasn't working. Should be all set now, though.
No, I just tried keying it up again. 47.2, PL100 plus 6.
All right, let me try then.
Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo. How about you, Mayville? You got a copy?
Yeah, I can hear you. You were really staticky, but I'm going to try to keep up. I got something. WROKCKGO.
I'm back, Tom. I just got a response from my test over in 7.2. So, don't know. Don't know what to say.
Oh, the only thing I can think of, because this is my Alico, is when I was driving home after the meeting on Thursday, I jumped over to MAC, and I was keying up and talking for a second, and then all of a sudden, the fuse blew. So that means that I didn't have enough power, and I was transmitting on high, didn't realize it. So I rewired everything down to the battery, and then I just happened to check. I heard you guys talk, and I tried keying, and I couldn't get it. Nothing was happening.
NAWRO. Well, I hate to say it, but that might not be good.
Well, I'm going to try to hit Bell River once we get into Richmond, see if I can key them up.
Hey, if you want, I'll just put it on our Simplex channel, and I'll keep it on. So when you test your countdown, you're just testing VHF, that's all, right?
Yeah, just to make sure I didn't blow the final on 2 meter.
Okay, I'll on the A side, I got 146.58 keyed up. So whenever you get here.
All right, sounds good. I'm right in front of Lenox Township Hall, so not too far away. KCKGO.
Understood. I'll have Richmond on the B side, so I'll stand by. NAWRO clear for now.
WRO. Okay, I'm in town. I'm at railroad tracks. I'm going to go over to Simplex. KCKGO.
Understood. NAWRO.
It's got to be my antenna, Tim. KCKGO.
Okay, I did hear you on the 7.2 there, but yeah, we probably don't want to transmit if that's the case.
Well, it's that Kmart special. So, I don't know, I might have to change it over to the bullet antenna.
Copy that.
switch the antennas over and see how that goes.
Sounds like a good plan. Are you going to be able to make that meeting tomorrow night at MISD for the set?
So far, I don't see it as an issue, because it looks like my workload is light tomorrow, but, you know, all things change with me.
Well, yeah, because this one is listed at 4:30 start, right? So that's a different than 7 p.m., but, yeah, understood. I mean, we're all listed as optional. You can't be there, you can't be there, no biggie.
Okay, what is it, a D-team meeting?
Planning for the spring sets, March 2nd meeting.
March 2nd, we're at April 18th.
I mean May 2nd, first Saturday next month. Yeah, the boss is getting us together to plan the scenario for the set.
Okay, I'll see how it goes, see if I can bounce in there. If I can't, I'll just go from there. You can get a transcript or something.
All right, sounds good, Tom. I'm going to jump out. Have a good one. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar, clear, but listening out.
Okay, yeah, 23, have a good night. I'm like 3 minutes off from the hangar. KKK Joe.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, sir.
Figure out the issue.
Say again, Tom, I missed the last.
Figure out why I couldn't transmit on my Kmart special antenna.
Oh, this is going to be fun. Why?
It's only set for 150 to 174.
Well, there you go. You got your answer right there.
I'm hoping I didn't kick back too much SWR on the final, but it doesn't look like I did any harm to it. Because I can put it over to, it's on when I put it on the bullet. She's got a clear path. So I think I'm okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's the same thing, too, with my ICOM in the car. When I pulled the cheapy bullet off and it fell apart, that one. So that was my problem, too, but I had been transmitting on that for a while. So I still got to test the VHF on that one. I did UHF, and it's working fine, so.
Yeah, your bullet says 136 to 174. I did not realize that when I bought it. That's why I was having issues with it. It is because it's 150 to 174. So nowhere near where I need it to be.
And on mine, it wasn't even an NMO mount. It was just a TPPL-259 that pretty much fell apart and did not survive the winter. So that's it.
you know, Larson's. I mean, I got a Larson on my work van. And I can always pull that off for the set. And, you know, it's Wally's Larson, but she's rated for VHF, where I do intermediate, so I can always yank that puppy off and put it on here temporarily and then swap it back.
I will say I like the spring that's on that Larson that I just got. I can slowly back into the garage, and it just bends over, and, you know, no harm, no foul. Can leave it on, getting in and out of the garage.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until I went to Big D's. Big D's was closed, and I pulled in the TSC parking lot. And I was messing around. All of a sudden, a guy came up in his truck and said, "You doing okay? Need any help with anything?" I'm like, "Oh, no, I'm fine." And, you know, this isn't a real car. And we started talking. He's from Richmond Linux EMS, and he's going to see if he's off on Saturday and hopefully make it out to the Skywarn training.
Yeah, that Richmond Linux is getting quite big nowadays. There's a lot of medics that work for that one as well.
Oh, absolutely. You mentioned Sean's name. Yeah, there's a guy that works on our radios. You might know his name's Sean. I go, "Yeah, Sean, WAFU, Sean McCarthy." "Yep, I know him quite well." He goes, "That's his name." I go, "Yeah." I said, "Work with him, you know, with RP and stuff like that." So, put his bug in. He's got a GMRS, but I put the bug in his ear and see what happens if he comes on Saturday.
I'm having a feeling that we're going to be quite crowded in that auditorium on Saturday. I think there's going to be a lot there, which is good. It's a good deal.
Absolutely. But now that I know what the issue is, I'm going to order me another stick. And then I think I'll be good to go.
Well, I think we're all trying to just get our stuff ready for May 2nd. Got it right this time. May 2nd. I don't know. Probably 9 o'clock start, I think. We're going to find out more tomorrow night.
Sounds good enough to me. Yeah, I'll try to make it there if I can. I said I'm not, you know, right now my schedule is open, but we'll see what happens.
All right, sounds good. Hope to see you there. Yeah, if you can make it, no big deal. If not, we'll live. Probably have another one, too. I don't know if this will be the only one. There might be a couple. I might have to bow out at one point because I want to play in the field, so I don't want to know everything. So we'll see how it goes. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir. Have a good one.
The approach. Up later. 73. WRO from KCKJO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8BPD.
W8BPD.